107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety on the air and streaming audio around the universe, so you could take us with you everywhere you go. Just click listen live when you get to 107.7theisland.com. My friend Brent Grummert, the store director with Grand Island Hy-Vee, is here. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Not too bad, considering good. The hour. Laura Hurley is also here.
Oh, it's early.
It's early. I've been here since 4:30.
That is early.
Wow.
That's early. Beautiful sunrise. Thanks for being here. Are you a superstitious guy?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
You know today is Friday the 13th.
Yes, I do, Steve. Okay.
I read a study. It's about half and half. Half of the people are superstitious. The other half are not. My advice is always, if you're Christian, that's just a number.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, but it's kind of fun to tap into that just for grins and giggles.
No, I don't need any extra added stress. It's not fun in the least. You got to watch out for the black cats. You can't step on the cracks.
Oh, okay, yeah. Stick in the mud, Steve. Yeah. We gotcha.
Brent, does Hy-Vee do anything for Friday the 13th?
Yeah, actually, we've got a big sale going on today. It's through 8 p.m. this evening. So just to name a few items, just so if you're not aware, fresh ground chuck is $2.98 a pound. Ooh. Limit 4 pounds, normally $3.99 a pound.
That's a good price.
Good.
So Hy-Vee butter, if you need some butter to bake with or whatnot, that's $2.98, normally $4.49.
It's like butter.
Yeah. Of course, Crowler peaches, you can't beat those. That's probably the best peach around. Of course, state right next to us. $1.68 a pound, and really, we're probably in the last week and a half of those, so get those before they're gone. Family size Oreos, who can't beat those? $2.48, limit 2. You put a package of those in front of me, they're going to be gone. So,
same.
Hy-Vee sells gluten-free Oreos.
That's
that
right.
Are fantastic.
They are. They are good, too. You can't tell the difference, really, in my opinion.
Laura and I did a taste test. Yeah. No one would know.
Yep. Blue Bunny ice cream, which goes great with your Oreos, $2.77. And then, of course, there's several other deals you can find on our Facebook page or on our website at Hy-Vee.com.
Before, when you mentioned Colorado peaches are $1.68, I was going to say I dated a Colorado peach once, but it didn't work out. And then I thought, well, let's grow up and not say that. So I didn't say it.
But now it's
but you
there.
Said it anyway. Yeah.
Well, no, I said it to tell you that I didn't say it, if that makes any sense.
No sense. Hey,
when's kickoff tomorrow?
Yes, so that's 6:30 tomorrow night against you and I.
Do people watch that at the Market Grill Express?
Yes, absolutely. You can come on in and have a Wahlburgers burger. And, of course, we've got a bar inside that as well. So we'll serve you up some drinks and cheer the Huskers on for another win to be 3-0.
I mean, you can't have a more perfect store where you can get your grocery shopping done. You have a beautiful liquor store hooked onto it. Yeah. You have this bar and grill over there on the other side. I mean, yeah. Everything in one stop.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And when your wife takes an inordinate amount of time to pick out a can of peas, I'll be in there having an adult beverage. You take as long as you want.
That's right.
That's such a good idea.
Women shop differently than men.
Yes.
Go in, grab the thing, and leave. And then they're in there for an hour. But,
The
Market Grill Express, you know, it's funny that when you talk to people, you realize the different levels of knowledge and awareness. I mentioned something like, yeah, they've got good food. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, the restaurant in Hy-Vee. She goes, Hy-Vee doesn't have a restaurant. Well, yeah, they do. It's called the Market Grill Express. And this person even shops there. They must have walked in and walked right past it. But yeah, it's on the left when you walk in. You should check out.
Yep.
My husband and his buddies, they go there and they have coffee and breakfast there, I think, every Thursday or Friday morning. I can't remember which morning it is.
I love it.
Yeah, they love it.
Okay, thank you.
So do the specials end today, or does it seep into the weekend?
Yeah, so obviously the specials I mentioned were good for Friday only today. But however, Saturday and Sunday, we've got a fuel saver going on. So if you have a perks card, for every $50 you spend, you get 25 cents off your fuel. So that goes Saturday and Sunday. And of course, we do something every Sunday after the Husker game, which is called Husker Mania. So based on the amount of points the Huskers score, you get a fuel saver. So for example, last week they scored 28 points. You spend $28 and you get 28 cents in your fuel saver. So
it's fantastic.
You get Husker Mania on Sunday plus the other fuel saver. I mean, you could really save some big bucks on fuel.
Rats, I just filled my tank yesterday. Darn it.
This is why I'm glad you agreed to come in, because we need to know about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or else we can't take advantage of it. This is great stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Will you be a guest every Friday?
Yes, that's the intent, Steve. You'll have me. Absolutely.
We should have offered him a cup of coffee, being that he brought all the goodness.
He brought all the goodies. He keeps bringing goodies, and we'll keep letting him in the door.
Hey, I got to take care of you guys. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I just wanted to talk about a few new items at our bakery department, and this is just one of many. So we have a new white macadamia chocolate lemon cookie that is out of this world. So I brought that.
Oh, I'll be the judge of that.
And then I brought some new pumpkin muffins, which are topped with a cream cheese frosting that is to die for. So if you're a pumpkin fan, I'll tell you what, these are yours. So I 100%. Brought those two by.
And Hy-Vee Bakery makes these every day?
Yes, correct. Yep.
Can I have a tour one day? You guys are making food, you're catering, and you got a bakery there, and I never see, we don't get to see that. I would like to see that.
Well, a lot of this is done, early in the morning, so it's you know, if you come in and shopping at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably not going to witness or smell the effects of that, but if you come in the morning, you do smell that.
Well, you're up early, so that would work for you.
Hy-Vee is a good shopping experience. My ex-wife used to say that.
Yeah.
So I don't care about what else is in the town. I want to go to Hy-Vee.
Oh, I appreciate that.
100%.
I have to agree with that. It always smells like either Chinese food or something. And
well, that's the intent. You got to draw you in.
Have good music on.
Yep.
Yes,
there's
thank
a
you
helpful
for that.
Smile. There literally is a helpful smile in every aisle, except for that Hallmark area. I don't know what's going on over there. But other than that...
I've seen you over there a couple of times, Steve.
Brent, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Did we cover it all?
Well, I just wanted to say one real important thing. I wanted to shout out and thank the Grand Island community for supporting us for the steak feed. 2,050 steaks is what we ended up selling, so we broke the world record. And that was in 8.5 hours. So we're going to present a check to United Way, obviously, for $2,050. So we'll be doing that hopefully next week, present a big check to them. So that's huge.
That is huge.
And that gets you in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's fantastic. Yeah. Huge shout out. And of course, our staff.
Yeah, we your team.
I think we had 16, 17 people working from basically, Monday to cut steaks all the way through when we grilled them through Thursday. So huge effort. Couldn't have done it without them. So thank you to GI. And also thank you to the Hy-Vee staff. It just went phenomenal.
That's fantastic. In the past, on social media, I have seen Brent Grummert with a chef hat on. Did you do that with the steaks?
No, I didn't have a chef hat on. I was dressed as comfortably as I could that day because we were in front of a grill for 8.5 hours. So.
Oh, gosh, yes.
All right.
Brutal.
Well, thanks again.
Thanks
again for coming in, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thank you.
Brands, man.
Waking up with Fransman, one man party in the morning on the island.